In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation. All right, welcome to another episode of Sales Transformation. Today is going to be an episode solo where I'm going to talk about how sellers can create brand ambassadors. Okay, so what I'm talking about here is referrals. Everybody's heard of referrals. This is nothing new. However, a recent report that I read said that only 11% of salespeople actually ask for referrals. And after talking to some people, I found out that most people are just uncomfortable asking for referrals. So I want to break down some things that can get you a little bit more comfortable to start asking for some referrals. And it really comes down to the experience that you provide throughout the selling process. And then I also want to tell you something that most people haven't considered as a great opportunity to ask for referrals. So the thing here is that you need to earn the right to ask for referrals, just like you need to earn the right to ask for somebody's business. If you haven't done the work properly and you ask for the order too soon, you kill your chances of winning the deal. And the same is true for referrals. So when is the right time to ask for referrals? Well, there's actually a couple different ways to think about this. The first one is obviously after you earn their business. We're going to get into that. But you don't want to ask too early. And the one thing here that I mentioned was it's all about the experience. So you need to do what my good friend Larry Levine from Selling from the Heart says. You need to actually give a rip about your customers and your prospects. This takes a different mindset that a lot of sellers are used to treating people transactionally. They're used to using BANT questioning and, you know, interrogation style questions in their discovery, which people don't like that. They don't like the way it feels, and it's very obvious that they're only in it to see if, you know, what's in it for them. So, big thing to remember here is you have two ears, one mouth. So you need to listen more than you speak. We've all heard this before, but this is one thing that's really essential to delivering a good experience. It's going to get you to a place where you earn the right to ask for the business and you earn the right to ask for referrals. So find out what is most important to them right now. What are they most worried about solving? What is the biggest thing that's, you know, on their to-do list? And sometimes that might tie back to your product and sometimes it might not. If it does, great. And if it doesn't, still see if you could try to help them in some way. Maybe they're looking to hire people and you've built a network of awesome people that you could potentially refer. Maybe they're looking for a particular solution to solve a particular thing that you have experience with it, and you could share some ideas, or you know somebody who's had a similar experience that you can connect them with. There's lots of ways to build a network of people who provide solutions to the types of problems that your clients and your prospects have. And you'll start to hear some common threads and some things will come up very often. So you might need to do a little bit of work of building out some potential solutions to those types of problems so that you can help them solve them. I really am a big believer on always be helping. Sometimes it might be tied to your product, sometimes it might not. And so, how do you know when you've earned the right? Well, if you have spent time helping your prospect, you've listened more than you spoke, you've provided insights, you've earned the right to ask for referrals, whether you earned their business or not. Surprisingly enough, they don't need to be a customer to send you referrals. Some of my biggest referral sources are people that we found out early on were not a right fit for us or didn't have budget to afford us. But if you made a great enough impact and it was a good enough experience, those people can be your best brand ambassadors. So these are the types of people that I get DMs with intros, email intros. These are people that find people that have a problem. Maybe they post about that problem on LinkedIn and they actually tag me as a potential solution. And some of these people, I've never done business with them, but I made a big enough impact through delivering a good experience and trying to add value that they have become my brand ambassadors. And this is something that you should strive for as a seller. Now, with your customers, let's say you have earned their business, you want to ask for the referral properly. It doesn't sound like, hey, if there's anybody you think could benefit from my services, you know, it'd really be helpful. It sounds a little bit more like, hey, I saw that you worked at this particular place. I've really been trying to break into that account. Do you happen to know any of these three people there? because an intro would be much appreciated. Or it's, you know, maybe you give them a good idea of, hey, our prospects typically look like this, or these are the people that we found we can help most. And then go on to say how you can help them. So be very specific about what types of people you're looking for, what problems they have, and how you solve them. Or ask for specific people. If you see that there you have mutual connections and you'd like intros to some of those people, be specific about who you want the introduction to. This is going to increase your success rate with asking for referrals. But the key here in all of it is make sure that you are listening, asking good questions, adding value, providing insights, and delivering a good experience in all of your interactions from the very beginning throughout the sales process, regardless of the outcome. And this is how you're going to build a nice, you know, referral source through prospects, through customers, and brand ambassadors that want to help promote you to everybody that they know. So I will link to the article that I wrote on this in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends. It really does help us out. And if you have any feedback, head over to salestransformation.fm and drop us a voice DM. Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.